66-year-old David Maxwell drowned when the storm surge from Sandy rushed into his Midland Beach bungalow. He was found 11 days later. His cat Mittens died with him. The Vietnam veteran had no known relatives or means to cover the cost of a funeral. But as WNYC's Kathleen Horan reports, David was one of the last Sandy victims to be put to rest.
The bright yellow bungalow on Mapleton Avenue is deserted. So is most of the street.
This is the house where David Maxwell died in, right here.
That's Gary Gotlin. He's the public administrator for Richmond County. He steps inside and shakes his head. The dark water line along the living room wall is almost to the top, about 6 feet high. FEMA has cleared out all of the debris. What remains is a damp shell. He walks down the unlit hallway.
As you can see, he had no way out. The water would come through that window into the bedroom.
Maxwell wasn't found until 11 days after the storm. The Midland Beach resident had no relatives or financial means, so Gotlin went to work. In his official role, he manages the affairs of anyone without an heir. He says he was determined to have no victims of the storm buried in the city's public graveyard.
The first day I walked into this house, right after he was found, I just felt the presence. I just felt it. I could not allow a person who could not speak anymore have a decision made by someone else to send them to Potter's Field when I can make a decision legally for them to be buried with dignity.
Gotlin and his staff scrambled to arrange the Navy veteran's funeral, brokering donations for a casket, plot, burial suit, and service. And he learned Maxwell was survived by a loved one.
I'm Mr. McCormick.
72-year-old James McCormick was David Maxwell's partner for more than 5 decades.
Well, he was open to everybody. He loved everybody.
They lived together until last March when McCormick suffered a stroke and moved to a nearby nursing home. He says Maxwell visited him nearly every day. He's a little shy and still obviously grieving. All the men's belongings were lost in the storm, except a snow globe, a book of coins, a hat, and a few pictures. But no images of Mr. Maxwell were recovered.
Can you describe what he looks like?
Short, chubby, baldish, because he always kept the marine cut. Stubby little fingers.
Mr. McCormick's longer fingers grip the side of his wheelchair as he recalls their nicknames.
I was the Jolly Green Giant. He was the Midget.
Before moving to Staten Island 20 years ago, the two lived on Christopher Street in the village. Maxwell made his living selling miniature trains in New Jersey, while McCormick, who was also a Navy vet, designed and constructed dollhouse furniture. They enjoyed being homebodies together and cooking. They sometimes hosted barbecues for neighbors. The two were planning a special meal during Maxwell's last visit the day before Sandy hit.
He was going to take me home for Thanksgiving. Let's not go into that.
Outside the church where the funeral is held, a group of Catholic War veterans are gathered. But other than his partner and a handful of neighbors, few in attendance knew David Maxwell. 55-year-old Leslie Granowski lived in the adjoining bungalow on Mapleton. She says she urged Maxwell to evacuate.
Before I left, I asked him to either go with me or to stay at the nursing home with Jim, and he said he would.
But she doubted what he told her.
I knew he wouldn't leave his home, you know, and no matter what he told us.
She says several times a year, the three of them would go on excursions to Manhattan to catch a show at Radio City or to snack and shop at the South Street Seaport. But lately, she says she's been reminiscing about when she and David spent an afternoon last spring searching for violas, pansies, and tomato plants.
We just spent a day going to all of the nurseries on Staten Island, getting the best deals, you know, and then we came home and planted the whole day. That had to be my favorite day.
The baby blue casket carried into the hearse reads, In Memoriam, David Maxwell, 1946 to 2012. He was buried with full military honors at Calverton Cemetery on Long Island. His partner James is planning to be buried alongside him. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.
For more on this story, go to WNYC.org.